spooky session begins. This is your reading for Wednesday, May 8th. If you would like to see the spread, check out LVXMediaNet on Instagram. It will be published in the stories. All right, cards today. Theme is the Inverted Emperor. Stubbornness, lacking discipline, and recklessness. The Tool card is the Five of Wands. It signals rivalry, competition, and conflict. The Obstacle is the Page of Cups. Idealism, sensitivity, and naivety. The Advice card is the King of Cups. With the message here being, find the middle ground between your personal goals and the best interests of the group. The sixth instinct today is writing. The message of this is to formulate your thoughts into meaningful written form. No shit, right? The moon, today's a new moon, so get ready. We are setting intentions and goals for the coming moon cycle. All right, let's put this whole thing together here. Though the poor themes persist, so do I. We're back in a bad way, with the continuity of yesterday's obstacle turning into the overall theme of the day. The Inverted Emperor signifies someone who is desperately trying to project an image of being in control and, simply put, having their shit together when they absolutely don't. This can manifest itself in a few ways, and the first of which I'm going to talk about is in the context of careers. And this could mean professional or academic. That isn't entirely necessary. Like, which one isn't really important. But in the context of a career, this card represents someone who's in a position of authority over us, like a supervisor or a teacher, who makes us do things that we don't really want to do, and the feelings associated with that loss of power or lack of power. This isn't like, you know, show up to class on time or, wear work-appropriate clothing. It's not like that simple. It's more complicated in the power dynamics sense, where someone flexes their control over us and, you know, that shit just doesn't feel good. In the context of love and romance, it can be a bit like the career interpretation, wherein we're looking at an overbearing partner who's being really controlling. Now, it's important to remember that a controlling partner does not necessarily mean someone who's aggressive and possessive and jealous all the time. It can also be someone who feigns helplessness so that they can monopolize your time. I have experienced the latter much more than the former, personally, but that shit manifests itself in a lot of different ways. All right, the last context is finances. This one's a little bit easier because it's just lacking control of your money situation, which, like, that's just straight up not a good time. This could be as simple as, you know, excessive spending on, like, fucking chingaderas that you don't need, and it's making our budget tighter than it needs to be, or it could be something more existential and out of our control, like large amounts of debt hanging over our heads, and that's considerably worse than buying a bunch of bullshit, but nonetheless. The tool that we have to remedy this loss of power or having lacked power altogether, it's a kind of weird one to frame the right way, so, you know, follow me a little bit. The Five of Wands, it's usually a sign of negative conflict in our lives, whether it's with someone around us or it's a conflict within ourselves. So with a theme card in mind, the conflict mostly seems to be external, minus the financial part, the excessive spending financial part. When it comes to negative external conflicts presented by this card, the root of them seems to be communication. And that can be miscommunicating or not communicating at all. We can use this card, the way that it's a tool, is that it's a sign of urging us to take an active step to fix this by communicating clearly and openly with the person with whom we're conflicting. In the financial sense, where the conflict is with ourselves and not having positive control of our spending habits, This is more of honest communication with ourselves and addressing the issue gracefully. Now, that's a key word here, because no amount of shitting on yourself and bad-mouthing yourself and calling yourself every name of the book is not going to fucking fix anything. It's not going to improve the situation. So give yourself a little patience and approach this with grace. The same sort of grace and patience that you would give to someone else if you were offering them help or if they came to you for help, give that to yourself. Now, the obstacle card today. This one is usually interpreted in a positive way, but in the obstacle position, I think it presents unique challenges that we wouldn't get from an outright crappy-ass card like the Inverted Emperor. Now, the Page of Wands, this symbolizes idealistic and optimistic energy and the new opportunities and perspectives that sort of energy offers. So my thinking here is that this card in this position reflects our unwillingness to see problems for what they are and kind of hope that they'll resolve themselves by either doing absolutely nothing about it or doing literally anything besides addressing it. Like elephant in the room kind of situation, writing on the wall kind of situation. That brings us to the advice card. The King of Cups is advising us to do exactly what the tool card already suggested, which is to open lines of communication with whoever is the antagonist in your story for today and find common ground with them. Now, the sixth instinct, which is writing, this to me, I am something of a writer myself, so I think this is the perfect tool to accomplish any of what we have today. I don't necessarily mean writing out our grievances and nailing them to the teacher's door or the supervisor's door. That's not quite what I mean. But if you were to write down talking points and suggestions for improving working relationships ahead of time, it can really help settle any nerves that we might have about that confrontation. I think you're kind of scripting, I suppose, if that's one way you want to look at it. Now, the moon phase, it's calling for setting intentions for the next moon cycle. So we can probably incorporate the sixth instinct of writing into this by writing down our intentions for this moon cycle. If they're not overly similar to the confrontation shit, if they're not very similar to that, then yeah, might be a good idea to write them down separately. To me, writing stuff down, that's one of my best forms of learning. Like if I write shit down, it kind of helps me commit it to memory. So just food for thought there. Right, the stone that we got today is the Tiger's Eye. Now, this is a good one for a lot of what we're dealing with today. The uses for it are organizing a scattered mind, scattered brain, racing thoughts, and settling anxieties. I think that's a good idea. It's a good idea to incorporate this into the writing portion. Organizing your scattered thoughts to help you write down whatever it is that you want to talk about with this person, and settling anxieties when it comes to making the confrontation. And confrontations don't have to be, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, just like really hostile, right? It also promotes inner balance and emotional balance and harmony, which are helpful also for the confrontation portion. It can give you, if you come into it emotionally balanced, then you can have more objectivity and be more open to what the other person has to say. And with harmony, same thing, keeping you from losing objectivity. So there you have it. Oh boy, these are getting much more involved. And that it's only going to get more so. I just picked up some new stuff that I'm not going to, I'm just teasing it for now. It'll be debuting next week. But if you want to see how I put all this together, it's a pretty good time. Patreon.com/LVXMediaNet. Hit the Ookie Spooky tier. And I publish a video at the end of every week. It shows exactly how I do it, the cards I pick, the decks I pick, how they're like, how we're shuffled. There's a little bit of a ritual part in opening and closing it, and how do the cards end up where they are, how do the stones end up being what they are. There's a whole lot to it. It's more than just picking out a card and reading from a book, at least for me anyway. And try to make it a more holistic experience. So that is one. Oh, shitballs. Questions, comments, concerns about the reading, or just in general, 833-LUXPODS. Call or text, either way, it's anonymous. If you want your audio cut into the show, ideally call and leave a voicemail. It goes straight to voicemail when you call. I don't even answer my own phone, so I'm not fucking answering that. If you want, you can send voice notes on WhatsApp, but the voicemail thing is easier, but you know, whatever works for you. I mentioned LVX Media Net. That is the social media handle everywhere. I'm starting to work this in on TikTok. So yeah, if you want to see that, if you want to check it out over there, go, yeah, LVX Media Net, just like everywhere else. If you want a personal reading, they're free. Go to luxmediashows.com and hit the spooky button. Then there's a form on the page to fill out that has, you can scroll through the deck art and pick whichever one you like. I feel that in the absence of us being in the same room, that you selecting the deck art that you feel best represents you, it's the best analog that we can get. In the form, give me as much detail as you're comfortable with giving me, but keep in mind that if you don't give me a lot of detail, I can't give you a lot of detail in return. Okay, so as whatever you're comfortable with, but more is better for you. That's the phone number, and that are the best ways to reach me directly. If you want to try hitting me up in the DMs for social media, you can. But keep in mind, I'm not the only one that has access to those accounts. Some of the hosts for the other shows are in on they have access to those accounts as well. So, you know, if you want private communication, you're not going to get it there. Keep that in mind. What else? Do I have anything else? The website, luxmediashows.com. Check that out. There's other stuff that I get up to, that we get up to. You know, a lot of other shows on the Lux Media Network, and we're always trying to do more. That's going to do it. Holy fuck, I'm starting to run long with these. Is that a good thing? If it's not, you know, tell me. If it is, if it's okay, cool, because I got more shit coming. If you want something swapped in or out, whatever, feedback, 833-589-7637, 833-LUXPODS. All right, let me know. I'll see you tomorrow. Same Ookie time, same spooky place.